Elena Katrin, hip replacement at 21. I spent way too long worrying about whether my round hips would fit into skinny jeans or get stuck a third of the way through, confused, longing for direction. Today, I worry whether my legs can take me to the grocery store before my hip joint starts tearing, before the hurt shoots through the roof of my labrum and my body has to lie down on the pavement waiting for pain to pass. I spent way too long researching diets, studying the How to Be Attractive manual society has mass-produced and distributed to all women upon birth with a no-return policy. I read and read nutrition labels, failing to understand, failing to provide nutrition until it wasn't a matter of sustenance, until it became a matter of survival. Today, I worry whether my body would ever be able to carry its own weight without crutches. I worry my weight is not a number. It is a state of mind with too much power and not enough reason. I worry my weight forgot self-love. I worry my weight doesn't go to therapy. My body spent way too long glued to TV screens and magazine covers glossy with smiles of thin hourglass women. My body was starving, craving attention and Rocky Road ice cream. My body was giving in to temptations, then tearing itself apart by the toilet bowl. Today, I worry my right hip is upset. I am looking for its replacement. I never meant to hurt it when my body swiped right on me, and I promised we're in this together. I spent way too long separating my body and me. I forgot how to be thankful for the healthy body I had, for the woman's body, for the body protected, until it became a prematurely old body, a body of an artist expiring, and I am left collecting its pieces, icing its crevices, putting together a functional frame of a female body recovering.